An Edgar County judge today wished Whitlock luck just before he left the county jail. The judge's decision came after prosecutors decided not to retry Whitlock after an appellate court threw out his murder conviction. The 61-year-old was convicted in the 1986 slaying of Karen Rhodes and was released a little more than 3 years after co-defendant Randy Steidel was set free. Today's decision makes the Paris, Illinois double murder of Rhodes and her husband Dyke an unsolved case. Whitlock attorney Richard Kling says the decision was a long time coming, saying that his client wants to spend time with his daughter and a grandchild he's never known.
He just wants to get back to his family and be able to wake up when he wants to and go to sleep when he wants to and have the same freedom that we all enjoy.
Whitlock was set free after numerous appeals from his legal team. Bill Clutter is director of investigations for the Downstate Illinois Innocence Project at the University of Illinois at Springfield.
The justice system did fail. What this really cries out for, especially with the General Assembly now, is to look at further reforms in non-capital cases and in the post-conviction process. It shouldn't take this long to get someone out who's innocent.
Illinois State Police continue to investigate the Rhodes murders. Michael Vujovic with the State Appellate Prosecutor's Office says despite Whitlock's release, he and Steidel remain under investigation. But Whitlock's attorneys call this a closed case. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.